The great Steve Blocker Roach joining us in the studio. And here we go. Hey, boys, we'd love to see Blockage at the Bell Connon Bolo for a quiet beer. John and Liquor Legends are great sponsors of the club, Marty's saying. So there's more opportunities and offers there, Block.
Gee, I like that. I've got to start paying for the advertising. Now, I'm a bit like the London fog. I never settle.
Now, tell us about, because we'll talk a bit about a few of these games this weekend, and the Tigers, your Tigers taking on Loz's Raiders tonight at Campbelltown, and Blockbet is concerning this match. Well, so what have you got for us?
Mate, we are on a heavy roll at the moment, the Tigers. Get on. I'm telling everyone that we'll win by more or four tonight. And Stafford Toa. How good has he been in the centres for the Tigers to score in the first 70 minutes? Sorry, Ricky.
$8.
I love Ricky, but I'm a Tiger man first.
I know you're a Tiger man first and foremost, Blocky, but I'm a Raider. So I am going to think the Raiders. I'm going to go for the Raiders because I think with Josh Papali'i, and Jack Whiten missing representative football, it showed last week. The advantage that the Raiders have when they're in the team.
I'll tell you what I do like about the Raiders.
They get the job done.
My man going back to lock forward, Tarpany.
Good player, isn't he?
Good player. Did you see him last week?
Yeah, he was excellent.
Wow. And everyone was saying that he might have been a little bit below par than what he did last season, but, wow, he was outstanding last week.
Well, I think when you looked at his... Yeah, you don't want to always go on numbers, but his numbers were exceptional last weekend. I thought they started with... good go forward with him and Big Papa, and they continue right until the end of the game.
You know what? I'm going to add another Tiger to score tonight. Big Buller. Buller Vanaka. I think he can score tonight.
Jeez,
big
good,
he's a player, good kid, isn't he? Mm.
Hey? There was some talk they're going to have another young man making his debut tonight, another 18-year-old.
Talon De Silva,
Yeah. So I don't know too much about the young boy.
I don't know too much about him. What position is he?
But he's an 18-year-old, and they've got huge wraps on him.
Good. Well, that's one good thing about Sheensy. You're old enough, you're good enough. He'll put you in the side if you're ready.
On the text line, Blocker, I was a winger. Run at me, says the Dubbo Eagle.
Oh, who's a Dubbo winger? Who's,
run
what's
at me,
that
bigot.
Bloke's name?
Hey. If you went to Dubbo and saw him in a pub, you'd be like, yeah, hey,
where is he? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
I've eaten bigger things than him.
Yeah. I've seen Block too.
Actually, you scoffed when we went to tip the Tigers against your Raiders the other day.
Did he? Like that?
You did. He gave a bit of a... Really?
Yeah, he did. He had the arrogant boot on.
Hey?
Loz just gets it every now and
What's
then.
What's going on with Xavier Savage, Loz? So, Harley Smith Shields has been named at fullback. And Savage is amongst the reserves.
Well, Seb Chris is out. I know that.
Yeah, so I would have thought out, Savage would have been straight back in. So is there an issue there, or just hasn't worked his way back yet?
Well, he probably hasn't worked his way back and shown the confidence that they need him to display off that broken jaw at the start of the season. So as a young man getting a broken jaw, I think that would knock your confidence around. I never had one, a broken jaw, but I reckon you'd be a bit gun-shy to start with. Have you ever had a broken jaw? I know you've broke plenty of others.
No,
people's jaws.
I have not, Laurie. But, that is violence.
But
I do not condone violence.
But have you ever had one yourself?
I did. I broke
did
my jaw, yeah. And
punched himself
off. I'll tell you, hey, you know what? Hey, you know what?
Uppercut.
You know what? Bugger Weight Watchers and all that. Yeah. They took a tooth out. I look at this, man. I know this isn't television, but... Yeah. See that?
Oh, yeah.
And
there.
I had to put a straw through there. What a way to lose weight.
Oh.
But can I ask, with an injury like that, do you lose your confidence, or once it's healed, you just got straight back into it?
No, not really. You lose your... Well, you're a bit weary. Doesn't matter who you are. If you're going to... Yeah, you're thinking you're going back out there and you're worried about getting whacked. But generally, they're stronger than...
That's what they tell you, don't they? I reckon just in the back of your mind, it'd be one of those injuries where you're, geez, I hope I don't cop one there.
Yeah.
Block, quick one for you. We spoke today about the number 14 position for the Blues.
Yes.
And I think, well, Loz, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you were as serious as I am in, would you consider asking Jack Whiten
to come out of retirement and
play the second origin?
Loz says he'd make the call.
Well, like, would you call him or would you go down and see him? Loz, if it
was Latrell to call him.
Either or.
I'd rather get Latrell to give him a call.
I'll do it face to face.
Good.
And take Latrell with you.
Yeah, but hey, Latrell's not certain to play yet.
Latrell's playing, mate. Latrell is playing.
I hope so.
He is playing.
But I'd make the call, and no one else needs to know. Mm. And if Jack said, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel no one's any the wiser. But if he does, you just announce it on the day and say Jack's changed his mind and we want him.
Be a big plus for him, wouldn't it? I felt sorry for Nico Hines, really.
Yeah, me too.
But he played out of position. Look, Tommy got injured and he had to go. They had to play him out in the centres. Yeah. But that's generally what a 14's there for, isn't it? That he can play in multiple positions.
So therefore, let's be honest, it was the wrong selection.
But hang on, who are we going to put there? That's the big thing.
Matt Burton.
Or Jack White.
As 14. That's not a bad... Yeah. Oh, well, you could put him at lock at a pinch, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Put him at lock, you put him 5'8", put him in the centres.
Mm. I think Pup made a good point the other day too with Burton. Just with that kicking game.
Mm. Just something different.
Like, Nathan's not always under pressure to kick
all the time, yeah.
I know he loves kicking.
But it depends where you play. If you play him in the centres, how are you going to get to him to kick? Well, you're not probably playing
him in the centres. Yeah. You know, you're either playing him in the 14 or you're playing him at 6.
Playing him at 6.
Possibly.
You're an old 5'8 and a great one. What did you make of Luai?
I thought he was that good, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was too bad.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, I thought...
So, just leave him the same? I just think there's too much onus on the halves. You got to win the right, mate.
And, Block, we're not going to beat them up there with 16 players. We're going to need every single bit of all 17.
Yeah.
So, whatever in the same situation, with the same number 14, he's not going to get any time on the field.
Mm.
I think our 14 needs... You need to know... He is definitely getting on the field and playing a part in helping us win.
And you would
not sit there as a just in case.
And you would think that if it was between Nico Hines and Burton, the coverage of the more positions for Burton would be, he'd be better suited to that position, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But I think
it's all good in hindsight. Yeah, everyone, if New South Wales win, we're talking...
Selecting a team is the hardest thing in the world, mate. Right. Selecting the right team, I think they thought that
Nico would play dummy half, but Appy was going... Okay, so they didn't need to.
I had no worries that he could play 80 minutes. He can roll the sleeves up and go for long periods of time. Yeah.
Just on young De Silva tonight for the Tigers, one of our listeners, Scott, says he's a very handy 9. Will only get a run if Coruscant doesn't start in the 17. Well, you can't imagine Coruscant will play the whole game tonight.
No.
So therefore, he could end up in the 17 and play a bit part off the bench, probably subbing in for Coruscant.
He'll back up.
Well, Block, this is the thing too with the Tigers, all right? So at the start of the season, people were excited. Then they were critical because the Tigers weren't winning games.
I'm excited.
But it was always the plan, always the plan, that Sheensy was going to wear the bruises for the next couple of years, but build them and get them in the right space long term.
Yep.
And I think hopefully people now can start to understand the path they're on.
What he's doing.
Start to see these young boys getting integrated into the first grade team and getting some experience, and in 2 or 3 years' time, they'll build a team.
But it's still
within.
But it's still a long wait for the Tigers fans.
And I understand that.
You've got to play 60 games
before
you know what you're
doing. That's the way
it
was sold to them, and I think everyone was happy with that.
Yeah.
But then they started losing games at the start, and everyone gets a bit anxious.
Yeah, you can't change your mindset of what you've already decided to do. You're going to have some tough times, and I think. Tim Sheens is a perfect bloke for that because it's just water off a duck's back. He knows he knows exactly what he's doing. Like he said to me, I ran into him up in Bathurst. He said to me, mate, this is the best young group of players that I've ever seen from any team that I've been involved with. So be patient. It's going to happen. One day, hope I'm still around.
Can you solve the problems at the Dragons for them, Block?
No, geez. They took Jason Riles on a nice little dance down the aisle, and all of a sudden he flipped. So, mate, they would have put all their energies behind Jason Riles. If that's the case, and he hasn't done it, and he was an ex St George Illawarra player, St George Illawarra, maybe they have to go down the Dean Young sort of pathway now. What do you do?
Well, that's the first thing they've got to identify. Do they still want to go the young, bright coach, or do they want to go the experienced old hardhead?
Who's the experienced old hardhead?
Well, you're looking at Flanagan, Madge.
Madge.
Dez. Yeah. So it's either that coach or you're going that Dean Young, yeah. Ben
Well,
Hornby,
a disclaimer here for me, Josh with Dean Young, is that I've actually worked with Dean before.
Yeah.
And I think he's a bloody good coach.
You reckon he's ready to take on the full
I think he
brunt?
Could be, yeah. I think good. He would be. But I've worked with him. I haven't worked with a lot of other coaches. So I've had Dean in the Indigenous All-Stars camps.
I want to know.
So I know how he operates. And I know that he's got a good rapport with players. He hits people between the eyes. He's a fair dinkum coach where there's no BS.
Yeah,
this is what we're going to do. I also am always impressed with Josh Hennoe. Mm. Every time we've had him on this program, and he's done an apprenticeship too. Mm. I think
with the Origin at the moment too, isn't he?
With Queensland Origin too.
Mate, I want someone to tell me what Flanagan's done. He's a premiership winning coach.
Yeah, well, then if you want to go down that track, you can.
Well, he got himself in a bit of trouble. He served his time. He's back in the game now. I don't understand. It's mate,
exactly
he's a straight.
Mate,
I'll tell you what. You talk about straight shooters. Mm. I mean, he won't mess about when he's.
Well, you got Dez there too. About.
Dez, the same thing.
Yeah. So, Madge, I'd be prepared to give Madge another go. All three of those guys wouldn't worry me if they were coaching my team.
Mm. Madge won a premiership as well.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
yeah.
Well,
you can't go wrong with a premiership winning coach. But you can't go wrong. Well it's always a risk whichever way you go.
Well, it's going to be now with
a bloke like those young guys, Block. I mean, it might be the way that the game's heading. Players relate more to the younger coach than the older coach.
Maybe, but it's going to be a long term.
Not this again. Mate, players pick the coach.
It's going to be a long term fix for the Saints, right? So what they've got to do, credentially wise, is get the person who knows how to organise a team that's going to be good in 4 years.
Yeah.
Work out who's going to help you win. Doesn't
a five-year
matter.
Plan,
whatever
mate.
Whatever their style is. Like, winning is
a result-driven
world. It's about winning.
But you know what the problem is? We all know how to fix it. But you go to buy the players that you want. If you're any good, you're tied up with your club anyway in a long-term contract.
Yeah.
So
you've got to get the best out of what you got.
That's right. How do you go to the marketplace and buy you obviously know what you want to buy, but you can't get it.
And we all sit back here and we'll all have our strong opinions on it and we all know what we think is right. Mm. But you talk to a lot of people inside the industry in sport now about players and how they needed to be treated. It's totally different to how it was
100%.
30 years ago, 20 years ago, 100%. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. That's so you've always got to be on top of how are we handling this group.
But in saying that, Loz, look at someone like a Wayne Bennett or a Craig Bellamy. They can move with the times. They've still got old school values. We heard who was on the show not long ago, and they made it clear Wayne Bennett's coaching technique. There's still a lot of similarities now with what he's doing versus what he was doing 10 years ago. So
he's a manager, mate.
But there's not too many of them. That's the
problem. You grow and learn as a player. Yeah. You have to do the same as a coach. If you think you can't get better, your time is up.
Yeah. But that's the thing. There's few and far of those guys.
Mm. Yeah.
Probably the marquee match of the weekend is Saturday night on Fox Lee between the Sharks and the Bronx. The Sharks $1.52. Brisbane $2.55 with tab plus 5.5 at the line. Well, I couldn't imagine Selwyn Cobbo will be there. He got a hip pointer injury in Origin on Wednesday night.
Isn't he impressive, Cobbo?
Oh, he's so young and raw still, Lots, isn't
he?
Raw.
Geez, he can run.
Oh, mate, he's just... when he hits his peak, it won't be until another 3 or 4
years. What about the try he scored when he kept his feet in? Remember they were coming across to make a tackle? He's just
learning what a professional player looks like and what the actions are.
Competitor.
And he will only get better. And as I said, in 3 or 4 years' time, you watch how he turns out to be if he stays injury-free.
Big game this, isn't it? Brisbane are going to be heavily challenged through this period. We've been wondering whether they are a grand final / premiership winning team this year, Loz, and these are the sort of games this little period is going to test them so much. We'll see whether Carrigan backs up, Payne Haas, Tom Flegler.
Yeah, they've got 6 players backing up, haven't they, the Broncos? Yeah. Too big of ass against the Sharks.
Yeah, I think the Sharks will win.
It's
interesting, isn't it, as a coach, because you don't worry about Origin if you're an NRL coach. You don't really care.
No.
You're worrying about
you want your players to come back.
Yeah, but ready it's to play. Getting that balance, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Between not burning them out and winning games of football and being able to rest players.
Although I thought last week against the Warriors, I thought the Warriors would carve the Brisbane Broncos up, the young baby Broncos. Geez, they played well in that game, didn't they? But I got my doubts. This is a different proposition when you play the Sharks at home. The Sharks for mine.
We're all Sharks. Were you Sharks for that one?
Yep.
Block. That's it. Again.
What? What? I mean...
I mean, we can go stealing for another money, hour if you want.
You're stealing money.
Thanks, Loz. It's the first time in my life I've been able to do that. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a good weekend.